You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's a new story that's out showing that they've quizzed 5,000 people, Jeremy, and asked them, are you sick and tired of being connected to everybody all the time? Do you sometimes wish you could live even just a few days off the grid? What do you think?
Right, off the grid, essentially not replying to people, I guess turning off your TV. Off the grid to me is like shutting down your power and eating food out of cans, right. But I don't know if that's worded properly, but yeah, just essentially just being unplugged from your phone, I think, not returning calls or voicemails if you do that, or text messages. The story here that I shall read says, turns out most of us do crave that feeling of being fully unplugged. 57% of us say, Yeah, I'd like to be just unplugged and disappear. And 20% never feel that way. I just don't feel that way. I wish I could be unplugged from news is my big thing. I'm fine with the texts and all that, but I get sucked into the news. And I mean, I watched way too much news yesterday with everything going on in New York City. I mean, hours worth of stuff all through my workout and everything. I wish there was a way to just... Well, there is. I could just stop.
You could shut it off.
Just a filter where I don't get any news-related info anywhere.
Don't you find that interesting? That you're sitting here saying, I wish I could shut it off.
And I have. I've done the whole disconnect in the past, and somehow I got sucked back in. But, you know, with everything
that
yesterday...
Well, that shows you how addictive it all is.
It is, and I felt like yesterday was fairly historic for the country, and I couldn't stop watching. And not because of who was involved, but I was mostly interested in the logistics behind it all. You know, and how much money it was costing New York City, and how many police officers were out there, and how it was very well orchestrated. On where everybody needed to be, and I just couldn't stop watching it yesterday. So I don't know, man. I got sucked in big time. But
that's funny. You and I are so different when it comes to that kind of stuff, because I couldn't have stayed farther away from watching all that. I like to think that I'm relatively unplugged during the days, but like you, I get sucked into some things, not the news. I've not been a news person in so many years. It's crazy. You and I are complete polar opposites
sure.
with that. Because you're
like
a news hound. You
I
love
like
watching
knowing
it.
What's going on. I love local news. I'm such a dork.
Yeah, and I just, I have no interest. But but I do have an interest in this, not having to reply to messages, and I have made a few small decisions in my life regarding that. Like, I'm on some... text threads, and I discovered that if you're on a text thread, let's just say hypothetically with 8 to 10 people, there's almost a sense of obligation that you must respond when the thread gets
Absolutely.
Going.
It's
got to participate, right? Otherwise, you're rude.
Yep.
And on one or two of them lately, I'm like, well, I'm just going to be rude. I can't see responding just for the sake of responding. It's just a comment. It's not even, are you going to be there, yes or no? It's just commenting. I'm like, I'm going to pull myself out of this, that I don't need to sit there and stress over, what am I going to say?
Well, that's when you just send the smiley face emoji.
Am I just going to do the smiley face or the thumbs up? Or it's like, no, I just check out.
And honestly, on the other end, they might not even want to include you, but then they feel like it would be rude if they didn't put you on the text thread.
Yeah, they're obligated
to
put me on the thread.
It's a pity ad. They're like,
you know, I could very well be. Look, I've been unfriended by enough people through the years. It doesn't really matter to me. If you want to take me off the thread, take me off the thread. You know, the interesting thing about this story that you're talking about the people who want to live off the grid, and I agree with you that maybe that's not the right term, but we'll just go ahead and use it here.
Yeah.
Is that they say the demographics don't even really matter. Men, women, age-wise, it's mostly people between the ages of 30 and 65. So, you know, people who are generally still, you know, heavily involved in the work life, so they're getting work texts and work emails. And so they're the ones who are like, please just get me out of here. While your grandparents are like, I'm unplugged, I don't care.
Grandma doesn't even have a cell phone.
Right.